This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And we'll start with some signs of optimism from the housing market. Home prices jumped by the most in 7 years last quarter. That's according to a pair of reports out this week. Also, the credit rating agency TransUnion said today that the number of people falling behind on their mortgage payments has fallen to the lowest level in 3 years. For more on all this, let's bring in Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics. He joins us live as he does each Wednesday. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going, Jeremy?
Going well. So do you think this is for real, this rebound in the housing market, or is this just the land of make-believe?
No. It's on an unqualified basis. It's for real. Nobody would look at this and call it a rip-snorting bull market, because if you look at longer-term trend, we're still way down. However, the comps have gotten easier, and so you see the largest rise since 2004 based on what Freddie Mac is saying. CoreLogic tells us home prices are up 2.5% in Q2. So you're seeing this incremental stuff. You've also got 71 of the top 100 metropolitan areas looking at a year-over-year price rise. So these are good things. None of them are negative. None of them are false. But, you know, again, looking at a longer-term trend, it's still very far from where we need to be for a full recovery.
And when you say the comps have gotten easier, what do you mean by that?
So whenever you hear a data point or a statistic, what you're really hearing is the most recent number versus a point in time in the past, whether it's year over year or this quarter versus last quarter. And you have some markets where prices were just so beat down that the new data that's coming out is jumping over a very low hurdle. The comparative numbers that we're seeing them against are pretty easy to beat. So that's something that's important to keep in the back of your mind as well.
And Josh, I imagine this is, you know, good news for homeowners, obviously, but also for the big Wall Street banks that are still holding a lot of bad mortgages.
It is. You know, one of the things that low interest rates and a suspension of accounting standards has allowed the banks to do is basically hold on to what they call toxic loans and homes forever. So this helps them because they don't have to rush to market to dump foreclosures, and this helps the economy as a whole as we can slowly and incrementally make progress.
Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics, thanks as always.
Thank you.